This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today we begin a study of the subject, Thy Word is Truth. As a background for this study, I want to call your attention to the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to John and verse 17. Here the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Sanctify them in the truth, Thy Word is Truth." Now you can see that we are taking the statement of Jesus in regard to the truth, Thy Word is Truth. You know, there is only one good reason to be involved in any religion, or to espouse or to accept any religious proposition, and that is that it is true. Notice in John chapter 8 and verse 32, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." My friends, let us remember that the Bible is the Word of God, and that God does not lie. Notice carefully these statements. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, "It is impossible for God to lie." Titus chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 2, "God does not lie." 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29, "God is not a man that he should repent or lie." Now, friends, either the Bible is not the Word of God, or else it tells the truth, or else God is a liar. Since God is not a liar, but tells the truth always, and since the Bible is the Word of God, then we know that what the Bible teaches is true. Now, it is, of course, true that the Bible records statements that are not true. It tells, for instance, the devil saying to God, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life." Now, that isn't true. It is not the case that every man has his price, that every man will do evil or forsake God for a price. There are some men who will die rather than to be rebellious to God. But it is the case that this is a true record of what Satan said. So the Bible teaches the truth. What does it mean to say of a religious statement that it is true? It means that if it says that so-and-so is the case or is the state of affairs, and it really is the case, then the statement is true. But if a statement says that something is the case or that a certain state of affairs prevails, and it is not the case or that state of affairs does not prevail, then the statement is false. So, let us be concerned with the fact that Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," and note some truth about that truth. First of all, I suggest to you that truth must not be diluted with addition of mere human doctrine. Now, of course, it would not be hard for me today to think up some new doctrine, just to think up some plan of salvation and tell you, "Friends, here's what you ought to do to be saved," when it isn't found in the Bible at all. The Bible makes clear that we as human beings do not have the right to trifle with the Word of God. God's Word is perfect. We find in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, a very significant statement. And I want you to open your Bible and read with me as we see the significance of this point. Here Paul says, "Every scripture is inspired of God, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work." And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, the Bible says, "For no scripture is a private interpretation, but holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Now that indicates to us that the Word of God is perfect. The Word of God does not need my help. God did not need my help, nor does He need yours or anybody else's in the writing of the Bible. As a matter of fact, God will not accept our help. It is an act of rebellion for us to even try to help God in the writing of the Bible. God did not give us the job of writing Scripture, but rather of obeying it. But our time's gone for today. I want you to know that I'm really glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be back with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.